It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
Buckle up. Hold on tight.
Hello,
here
today.
It is.
Good morning.
Totally. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter. My bad.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject, you were daydreaming. You blacked out.
I'm looking at TV. My bad.
Subject, why would my son joke like that? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 37 and married. My husband and I have an 8-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter. Our children are with me 24-7, and it makes my husband jealous. The children have my bubbly personality, and we do TikToks and other fun videos, and my husband hates that. My son wants to be an entertainer, so he took an acting class over the summer, and he's been acting out since then. He's become the class clown, and my husband had to sign a note from the school because he was being a jokester in class. He has also been showing out at home, too. He insulted his aunt after she got a bad haircut. My husband had to pop him hard on his backside to stop him from laughing about it. Lately, he has been joking about places that I take him and his sister and things I buy them. For example, his dad asked where he had been. He told his dad that we went grocery shopping and to visit his mom's boyfriend. Another time, my husband asked our son about a pair of shoes he got, and my son said that his mom's boyfriend helped him pick them out. Same thing with the New Jersey that I ordered for him. After my husband said he didn't need it, he told my husband that his mom's boyfriend got it for him since he wouldn't buy it. My husband doesn't get mad at our son. He keeps getting mad at me, like I would really take our children around another man. He has even asked our 5-year-old daughter if she's ever met a man when she's with mommy. Of course, the child said yes. My husband knows our son is out of control and needs discipline, but he's more focused on what I'm doing. Why would my son joke like that? Okay, and your son is only 8 years old? Wow, I guess you've got a little comedian on your hands. But no 8-year-old really talks like that. He's had to have heard some grown person say those things before, and he's really trying to get a laugh out of you and your husband. He loves the attention he gets at school from saying these crazy things too, and he loves the attention he gets from making people laugh, period, except for you and your husband aren't laughing. You all need to talk to him about his material. He's still only 8 years old, and maybe he doesn't quite get that saying mom's boyfriend did this or did that is not cool and is causing problems with you and his dad. This letter is making me think of some of the crazy stories that you've told us, Steve, about when you were a kid and you were the class clown and all that. You got into trouble too. No, but you never did that, I know. But you told us some crazy stories, but never this. Anyway, you did all right. You know, you were a funny kid growing up and all of that. These parents need to check their son for real because he needs some guidance. Steve?
Why would my son joke like that? Because y'all let him. That's really where we at. He ain't. I don't give a damn what he want to be when he grow up. We gonna wait till we grow up to be it. That's what we gonna do. You 37, your husband, I got an 8-year-old boy and a 5-year-old girl. The children are with you 24-7, and it makes my husband jealous. The children have your bubbly personality. They making TikTok videos. They go to something. So your son said he wanted to be an actor, so they put him in an acting class over the summer. And he's been acting out ever since then. He has become the class clown. Your husband had to sign a note from the school because he's being a jokester in class. He's also been showing out at home. He's insulted his aunt after she got a bad haircut. My husband had to pop him hard on his backside to stop him from laughing out loud about it. Now, that's happened to me.
What?
That's happened to me.
What?
We was coming from church one day and my Aunt Agnes tripped up the steps.
Oh.
And fell on her breast, and she was heavy breasted, and the fall up the steps tore her bra off her chest. And when she stood up, She only had one side of her was in the bra and the other half was out.
Oh, that visual.
Wrong for this.
It's crazy.
Well, let me tell you something. You talk about Holly. Now, I couldn't breathe. I was 10, and I was stretched out in the grass. Like, I'm talking about, man, it was nothing nobody could say to me. Because I saw my brother laughing. Mm-hmm. He was 11 years older than me. He was on the porch, and he saw it, and he laughed. So I was gone. Now, my daddy had to come downstairs and help her up. My mama, Lord Jesus, Agnes, have you hurt yourself? I'm in the grass. I can't. I'm vomiting at this point.
Great.
Needless to say, I got ass whipping for that.
I know you did.
Because she actually hurt herself. Which actually made it even funnier to me.
You know what?
Well, I've never liked my Aunt Agnes, and she's never cared for me. So where we at with this right here?
I'm this kid.
He's also been joking about places he take him and his sister. And for example, his dad asked where we had been. He told his dad we went grocery shopping and to visit his mama's boyfriend. Let me tell you something. I'd have said that to my daddy. None of the rest of this letter is even possible.
Okay.
Because all the rest of this letter is about the crime evidence, the story, the yellow tape, the chalk marks.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, why would my son joke like that? We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, why would my son joke like that?
Well, like I said, because y'all let him. He's 8 years old. And he got a five-year-old sister. Y'all have sent him to an acting class. Now he's act out. He's become the class clown and the jokester. I was never the class clown. Mm-hmm. I just did little stuff, you know, when the teacher wasn't listening. But I was never the class clown, like jump up, look at me. I was never that. I was never allowed to be. But he got in trouble one time because his aunt had a bad haircut and he joked about it. And he wouldn't stop laughing. His daddy had to pop him on his behind real hard. That reminded me of the time we was coming from church and my Aunt Agnes fell up the steps outside. And she was heavy-chested woman. And when she fell, it tore her bra off her chest. And only one of her was still in the bra. The other one had came out. That, to me, the visual was insane. I was incredible. It was one of the greatest laughs I've ever had. I was in the front lawn stretched out. I mean, I couldn't breathe, man. I had stomach cramps and everything. That was the first time I had a stomach cramp from laughing. So I was stretching out. Needless to say, I got my ass whooped for that, but that's what should have happened to your boy. But lately, he's been joking about places that take him. His sister said they went grocery shopping one time, and then he told his daddy that while they was out, they went grocery shopping and then went to visit their mama's boyfriend. Now, like I said, if I'd have told my daddy that joke, this whole letter would have been different. Wouldn't have been no more words. It would have been just about when the police came and how many bodies was in the chalk lines. And then another time your husband asked your son about a pair of shoes he got. Your son said his mama's boyfriend helped him pick them out. Mm-hmm. Then the same thing with a new jersey I ordered for him after my husband said he didn't need it. He told my husband that his mom's boyfriend got it for him since he wouldn't buy it. Wait a minute, man. The fact that this boy feels comfortable enough to say this to his father is further evidence that there's no consequences in this boy's life. So he running free to say and do whatever he want to do. I have forewarned people about this before. But if you have a boy that you're raising that doesn't have discipline, he's headed for two places, prison or an early grave. Because the people out here in these streets gonna teach him what discipline is. So if you don't, they will. My husband doesn't get mad at our son, he keeps getting mad at me. Like I would really take our children around another man. He has even asked our five-year-old daughter if she's ever met a man when she was out with mommy. Of course, the child said yes. My husband knows our son is out of control and needs discipline, but he's more focused on what am I doing. Why would my son joke like that? Number one, because y'all let him. First of all, it ain't a joke. If it's not true, it's a lie. Do you know what would happen to me if I lied to my parents and they knew it? Like, I wasn't allowed to lie to them. You all are allowing this boy too much freedom just because he want to be an actor. Now, he a little jokester up at the school. Now, if it's not now, I don't know why he keep coming up with this man thing, lady. I don't know if, you know, there's a guy really somewhere a couple of times he's seen, but he keep bringing up this boyfriend. It's kind of hard for me to imagine this boy is imagining that, but that's up to you. I'm going to let you work through that. That's your business, none of mine. But if he is completely making this up, then it's time for you to start checking him. Tell your daddy, one, lie again and see what happened to you. There has to be consequences for bad behavior. If you keep allowing bad behavior to exist in a child, then you the one going to be dealing with it the rest of your life. And your husband, man, if he don't check this boy, he's headed down the wrong path. That's all I can tell you. Well, why is your son joke like this? Because he's allowed to. Period. That's all to it. There's no more needs to be said about this. When are y'all going to put y'all son in order? Get him to line up. Now, I'm not going to tell you how I would do it because that's considered not legal anymore. But that's really what's wrong with our world today. See, everybody got freedoms and you got to like everything. Now, a child got all these freedoms. No, he don't. No, they don't. Y'all got so many freedoms now, y'all letting the children make all their own decisions. And they don't have the mental capacity to make a lot of these decisions you're putting on them. They just don't. I got grandkids now, and I be listening to some of the stuff they be saying. I'm going, this boy is damn near stupid. You know what I mean? It's just damn near, based on the last conversation we had. Yeah. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
My grandson goes to a Halloween party the other day.
Mm-hmm.
His costume is this blow-up alien. But the blow-up part, it looks like he's in the alien's arms. So it's his arms, but it looked like the alien is holding him off the ground. Uh-huh. The little blow-up legs in front. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's his legs walking down the ground. Uh-huh. It's a great costume. I've never seen one. That would have been my favorite. He wants to sleep in it. Well, okay, look,
that's
man.
So unusual, though.
We can't sleep in this because it's blowed up. This is not going to be a comfortable sleep. But I want to sleep in it, Papa. Okay, but you can't, though. So in the middle of the night, I hear this noise in the room. I go in the room. He got the pump out. He trying to pump it up so he can get in it and sleep in it. Now, after I told him, you can't sleep in it. So I fixed it. So now we can't blow the costume up no more because I busted it.
I was going to say, did you stick a pin in it? Uh-huh.
Yeah, so now ain't no more blowing it up because you don't know how to listen. Halloween over anyway, so.
It's not until Thursday.
Yeah,
it hasn't even started yet.
What are you talking
about?
Oh, it ain't till Thursday.
Right, the 31st.
God, dog, I got to buy him no
wonder. Yes. Yes.
My bad. Sorry about that, dog.
Oh, man. All right.
Sorry.
You can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Papa, Steve Harvey FM, and also check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.